early filmmakers are like the punk rockers of cinema to me. The rules really hadn't been written yet. They were kind of just out there doing whatever they wanted to do.
LSD was there at the beginning. It was a revolution in not only technology, but in entertainment. She was really a pioneer in many of the changes that were going on.
Look at the films being made in 1895 and 1896. They're just workers leaving a factory, a train coming into a station, waves breaking on a beach. Who cares? They're just boring subjects. We really needed people like Alice Gee to come and show you there was more to the cinema than just a stock shot.
I was watching a show on AMC called Real Models. It was a show about pioneering women in cinema. And Alice showed up. And I guess at that point, I got the bug. I turned to my partner, Yadik, and said, you know, have you heard of this woman? What do you think? And of course, he couldn't believe that he had not heard of her either. And the more people we asked, the more no's we got, the more no's we got, the more inspired and felt that we just had to tell this story.
Well, I think for me as well, I mean, my dissertation, it started with her, you know, the fact that I've spent 4 years doing this degree. Why has nobody ever mentioned her name? And she's the first ever woman filmmaker. Do you sort of think of her as important just for simply being a female filmmaker?
I think it's definitely important for future women filmmakers for many reasons. One is that she took it upon herself in a time where there were many boundaries and she saw possibilities. She approached subjects from, you know, a point of view as, you know, why can't women do that? What's the difference? You know, climbing cliffs and shooting guns and riding horses, and it wasn't done. And she poked at society on many of the social issues and felt like, you know, the role of a director, more women could do it. You know, it's about management and putting it together. She also, I guess, starting her own studio is a great example, too, in a time where that's just, again, not being done and she doesn't speak the language. Her entrepreneurship, whether she's a man or a woman, it is amazing. And her determination and passion. And that's something that needs to be told and needs to be institutionalized in the universities, in books, and out there in the culture that, you know, if you have a dream, you can do it. And I really think that's what the story is. If you have a dream and you believe and you're determined and you work hard, then you can do it. And she was technical. Being technical and an artist and being a businesswoman, I mean, having those skills, I think it's especially important for girls because they tend to shy away maybe from, you know, science and technical aspects because they feel maybe that they can't do it and there's just not enough examples. So hopefully this will open the door to not only the Alices of the world, but there are other women that were doing some pretty amazing things back then.
In your research, how much of Alice's work have you found or has been available, and has access to that been easier because of technology, I guess is what I'm asking?
Yes. Well, when Alice passed away, there were only 3 of her films. She made 1,000 total. There's like 152, I guess, since, you know, we started working on it. Those were found in barns and different places around the world. And, you know, we were just hearing stuff along the way. And you're going to hear it now. One of the first people to hear this, but we found some of Alice's films. So it's very exciting. The world has not seen them yet. We're going to share it. It shows that even though it's such a long time ago, that there are collections out there. There are people that still have this stuff. And through following the line of where it's going to lead through the detective work, then the stuff can be found.
So obviously you funded, at least in part, the documentary through Kickstarter. So I'm just wondering, what sort of stage are you at right now?
It's probably going to be closer to 2015, but we still need more financing. You know, we're not there yet. But the moment we think we're done and we just want to build the story and you know, edit it and everything, which is part of what the Kickstarter money was for, there's this new information that comes up. So, I mean, we talked to somebody who's related to Dublier. Dublier was the cameraman for the Lumières, but he also ran Alice's Solex plant. And then, you know, we find articles with, you know, her and Samuel Goldwyn and William Fox and Carl Emley at dinners, etc. So we're establishing her in context, but it's just so much bigger than we could have ever imagined. It's just when you research and you really do the work, the dots keep connecting. And when you think you're done, on one hand, I'm like, I don't want to interview anybody anymore. I'm sick of it. You know, I just want to focus on building the world and telling the story in a funny way and just get everything going. But you don't know what people are going to say and you don't know what's going to come out. So you're kind of forced to, you know, follow that lead.
There seems to be sort of an increase in visibility for the, you know, the very beginnings. And I'm sort of wondering whether, do you think that is the case, that there is more desire from the public for looking back at the beginnings of cinema?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think the artist and Hugo definitely opened up the door to that world to make people more curious. I think we're finding new information. You know, the internet's an amazing place. And I think people are discovering that going to digital is necessary, but it's not the best solution because you have to keep upgrading to all these different drives and it becomes more expensive, where if you have a film print, you know, you're golden. So there's a lot of issues with that. But I think people just in general have embraced that time and they're becoming more curious and also realizing, you know, I call them the, you know, it's the punk rockers of their time. And also it's the Silicon Valley of that world. And the canvas that they created is our present. So I think when people see relatability, I think that they find that interesting. And that's great because, you know, some of these stories that will come of it, you know, it's not just about Alice or Méliès or the Lumières, etc. There's going to be new people, hopefully, that'll come to the surface because of all this research that not only we can learn from, but who knows, it might inspire someone to invent something completely new based on old technology. You just never know.